The Black Swan, Disc 3.
How to Learn from the Turkey. The uber-philosopher Bertrand Russell presents a particularly toxic variant of my surprise jolt in his illustration of what people in his line of business call the problem of induction, or problem of inductive knowledge, capitalized for its seriousness, certainly the mother of all problems in life. How can we logically go from specific instances to reach general conclusions? How do we know what we know? How do we know that what we have observed from given objects and events suffices to enable us to figure out their other properties? There are traps built into any kind of knowledge gained from observation. Consider a turkey that is fed every day. Every single feeding will firm up the bird's belief that it is the general rule of life to be fed every day by friendly members of the human race, looking out for its best interests, as a politician would say. On the afternoon of the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, something unexpected will happen to the turkey. It will incur a revision of belief. Since Russell's original example used a chicken, this is the enhanced North American adaptation. The rest of this chapter will outline the black swan problem in its original form. How can we know the future, given knowledge of the past? Or, more generally, how can we figure out properties of the infinite unknown based on the finite known? Think of the feeding again. What can a turkey learn about what is in store for it tomorrow from the events of yesterday? A lot, perhaps, but certainly a little less than it thinks, and it is just that little less that may make all the difference. The turkey problem can be generalized to any situation where the same hand that feeds you can be the one that wrings your neck. Consider the case of the increasingly integrated German Jews in the 1930s. Or my description of how the population of Lebanon got lulled into a false sense of security by the appearance of mutual friendliness and tolerance. Let's go one step further and consider induction's most worrisome aspect, learning backward. Consider that the turkey's experience may have, rather than no value, a negative value. It learned from observation, as we are all advised to do. Hey, after all, this is what is believed to be the scientific method. Its confidence increased as the number of friendly feedings grew, and it felt increasingly safe, even though the slaughter was more and more imminent. Consider that the feeling of safety reached its maximum when the risk was at the highest. But the problem is even more general than that. It strikes at the nature of empirical knowledge itself. Something has worked in the past until, well, it unexpectedly no longer does. And what we have learned from the past turns out to be at best irrelevant or false, at worst, viciously misleading. Take, for example, the prototypical case of the problem of induction as encountered in real life. You observe a hypothetical variable for 1,000 days. It could be anything, with a few mild transformations. Book sales, blood pressure, crimes, your personal income, a given stock, the interest on a loan, or Sunday attendance at a specific Greek Orthodox church. You subsequently derive solely from past data a few conclusions concerning the properties of the pattern with projections for the next 1,000, even 5,000 days. On the 1,001st day, boom, a big change takes place that is completely unprepared for by the past.